We'll finish up by Mitzvah Tochacha today. So we saw that, you know, the sum total for the Rambam appeared to be that you have to really look at the whole pasuk. Lo sisnas achicha bil vavecha, ochech tochiach samisecha, lo sisa lav chet. So lo sisnas achicha bil vavecha is both a mechayiv and a ptur. The mechayiv, that's what the Rambam starts talking about, Tochacha, so it's very unhealthy that the Eva should build up alev, and rather, you know, shalo yishar davar banefesh, to clarify, to give the person an opportunity, and not to be an achzari, of course, and that is a mechayiv in terms of ocheach tochiach. But it's also a ptur at the same time. As we said yesterday, the person is a hedyot gamor, a data mishubeshes alav, they're not a healthy person, mentally speaking, so one can choose to forego the mitzvah tochacha, that's considered a midas chasidus in the Rambam. So in that sense, losisnas achicha belavecha isn't just a mechayiv, but if you know that you're not going to hold it against them, it could be a ptur. And we suggested that was one possible interpretation, I'll leave it the Rambam, of the Gemara and Yevamos, either mitzvah or achov, you have to look at the end of the pasuk also. Losisa lav chet. Losisa lav chet has both a mechayiv to it, as well as a limit to it. So the mechayiv, of course, is that we don't want to be a nitpas be'averos chavero. The Gemara and Shabbos daftan hey, right? Anche beso, anche iro, kolam kulo, reish galusa. So that in itself is probably what Unklus meant when he says, Losakabel al dile choven. On the other hand, you know, the Rambam says there is that Gemara that we have to take into account of Yachol Panav Mishtanim. What the Rambam did with that is he front-loaded that Gemara, is that you have to start out that way. But again, if our theory is correct, that it's really based on Aveda, not just Aveda's Mamono, but Aveda's Gufo, and not just Aveda's Gufo, but Aveda's Nafsho. So no matter what the person is saying, you know, a person is saying, euthanize me, we don't listen to the person, right? We use all recourses that we could possibly have to try to save the person, so too the person's nefesh should really be treated no differently. So again, now we come to the last possibility in terms of the Rambam's application of the Gemara of mitzvah shalolomar davar sheinu nishma, and it's a relatively celebrated makor in the context of Tosefes Yom HaKippur, and the pasuk says in Parashas Emor, "V'nisim es nafshu sechem b'tishal chodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad'erev tish b'tu shabascham." So one interpretation of this we have in the Gemara Masechta Brachos in the first parak, Rav Chiya Barav Midifti, Kishem, that there's a din of inui on Asiri, so a person is ochal v'shose b'chi, malali alechem kilu hisanisem chi'i v'asiri. The Rambam rejects that point of view, and opts for the other point of view that there is a tosefes le'inyan inoy, but not a tosefes le'inyan shavisas malacha. So that is a din d'araisa according to the Rambam, and it does emerge quite explicitly from the Torah. Those are important points of background. So the Rambam says the following, this is the very end of the first parak of Hilchos Shavisas Asar, the first of the three prakim. Nashim sha'ochos v'shoshos adcha chashecha v'inan yodah shemitzah lehosiv mechol ha'kodesh, lehosiv mechol ha'kodesh ilan le'inyan inoy, but right, not le'inyan shavisas malacha. Ain memachin biyadin shelo yavo lasoso bezadon. Cheri yevsher sheyashoter beis kolachad veechad lahazir nashev. So a lashon that we have Rashi, where we have that in Rashi Ephraim. That's in famous Rashi in the sugya, totally different sugya that you can't put a shoter in every person's house. That's why we accept the principle of eidachad neman biisurin. Remember that issue of Rashi and Tosos. The Gemara at the very, very beginning of Masechta Gittin, Daf Beis Amid Beis, she'yevsher she'yashoter veiz kol echad vecha lahazir nashav v'hanach lam she'yushogi and v'ayu mezidin v'chein kol adom bezah. See, it doesn't say it's restricted to the din of Tosefes Inoy in Yom HaKippurim, but what is very clear from the Rambam is that this din is only operable v'hein einan yodos, right? They just have no idea. And somehow, some way, and this is where all of the commentaries and the super commentaries and the Nosei Kelim are very, very bothered. You know, how exactly can you be so sure? Remember that Sefer HaChinuch that we started with, that you shouldn't just be cynical, right? Hein b'nei Yisrael lo yishmo Eli is not a good attitude to have, and we shouldn't certainly just exonerate ourselves. So how do you know, with absolute certainty, that if you were Mamacha B'yadan, if they're not Yodos right now, v'hein ani Yodos, maybe if they knew they would stop, right? So it's a very difficult drama. But again, in theory, this could also be one application of the Gemara as a mitzvah shalolomar davar sheinu nishma. In other words, how did the Rambam interpret that Gemara? The mitzvah is, what's the mitzvah? Why would there be a mitzvah shalolomar davar sheinu nishma? Is that it, in essence, it's better for your friend. Why? Because it's better that they should be doing an avera b'toras shogeg than b'toras mezid. So the mitzvah is, you know, sort of right, you know, it's kind of a chesed in a certain sense. That is a probable interpretation of the Gemara according to the Rambam. So let's take a look at how this is processed in Shulchan Aruch. It's obviously a very difficult concept. You know, we're not Nevi'im, Bnei Nevi'im. How exactly are we supposed to figure out how they're going to react It's a very difficult thing. So again, the Mechaber says the following: Nashim Shochus Shoshes Ad Shechesha Vehein Einan Yodos Shemitzel Hosim Michol Hakodesh Einu Machin Miyadin Kidei Shelo Yavola Kidei Shelo Yavola Sosa Bezadim. So the Rama says Vehu Adin Bechol Dvar Iser. Again, that when the Rambam said Vehein Kol Adomo is that could lead you to that conclusion. Vehu Adin Bechol Dvar Iser. Arminan Mutev Shu Shogig and Voyu Mazidin VeDafka. Okay, but this is a very important qualification of the Rama and a very famous one at that. She'enu Mefurash B'Torah. It's not explicit in the Torah. Afal Pi Shehu D'Oraisa V'Ali Mefurash B'Torah. And it's something which is totally explicit in the Torah. The Rama says, "Mochin biyado." Now, again, is Inui, you know, mefurash b'Torah? That's a good question, right? Because it's a machlokos amoraim, how to interpret the pasuk. So, again, the Rama is talking here is that the question isn't so much that it's a din d'oraisa. The Rama is very often misquoting that. It has to be a dabar, which is mefurash b'Torah, which could possibly mean that it's, you know, like absolutely unequivocal that if you just show them the pasuk, but you just show some of the pasuk, "Vetishal chodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad'erev, tishbetu shabaschem," it's not entirely clear what that pasuk means. Not just to, you know, hani nashim, but to amoraim. It wasn't entirely clear, you know, what exactly the pasuk was supposed to mean. So again, what's the significance of something which is absolutely mefurash b'Torah? So the Mishnah Berurah says something very important. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, if it's mefurash b'Torah, somebody may be able to anticipate what the Chavetz Chaim pointed out, if it's a mefurash b'Torah, then you have a problem, he's saying. The Rama thinks that that itself would be a mechayiv, because if it's a mefurash b'Torah, you know, how do you know that they're really shogigos? Presumably, at this point, they're mezidos. So again, it's a little bit aspirational, because the presumption is that they know everything which is explicit in the Torah, but again, again, so that is what he's suggesting is the animating the Ramah Shita here is a davar mefurash b'Torah. You don't have the hechi timtzi to start this halacha. How would you possibly be, have a case of hein einan yodos, right? Because it's a davar hamefurash b'Torah. Okay, there are other ways of looking at that, but that's the approach of the Mishnah Berurah's you know, to this Ramah. Okay, v'im yodeya, continuing on the Ramah, shein dvarav nishmai lo yomar b'rabim lo chicham rak pam echad. This is based on the Ran, so a different interpretation of the Gemara of Kishem Shemitzvah Lomar Davar Nishma Kach Mitzvah Shalomar Davar She'enu Nishma. So again, he's mechalik between the Yachid and the Rabbim, and again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's on that basis that once you did it once, so at that point you can establish that it's a davar shenu nishma. So you don't have to prognosticate, you don't have to be a navi, you don't have to pretend to predict the future. You could say it's a davar shenu nishma. How do I know? I said it once and wasn't willing to listen. So again, the Magen Avraham is a very important comment, and with this we'll conclude our entire discussion of Tochacha. Right? What is the situation of Ein Mamachin that we started talking about? Again, based on the Rambam and Shvisa Sasar, V'davka sheyodeya bevadai shelo yikablu mimenu. Right? King Kasav Arash, etc. Takes us really back to what the Sefer Achinuch was talking about, is that we shouldn't be here, you know, to express, you know, cynicism about people's spiritual potential. And it's very, very important to keep in mind that, you know, afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavar shel adam is also in the spiritual sense that a person should not just, you know, be giving up on somebody else's spiritual life. You wouldn't give up on their physical life. We shouldn't be giving up on their spiritual life. And that really takes us back to the Gemara in Masech Derech and Daf Tezayin, with which we'll conclude. No better place to conclude. Tanim Rabbi Tarfon Tmihani Ani Miyesh B'Dor Hazesh and Mekabel Tochacha. It's very hard to accept criticism. We all know how sensitive we are and how hurt we can be. Somebody tells you to take a little thorn out from between your eyes. Usually the response that you get is, I have a little thorn there, you have a beam there. You know, in other words, you know, look who's talking. But Amar Blazer ben Azari, even more powerfully, to me, Hani, Yemesh Bedor Hazeh, She Yodeya Lehochiach. Right? Blazer ben Azari is saying is that it's a real art. We learned a lot about the science and about the halachos of Tochacha, but you really have to know how to get in there. Just one, you know, one small eitzah to conclude with in the last 15 seconds is that inevitably the best approach is not to say you're wrong or, you know, certainly not to say that you're bad, but that I know that you're better than this. No matter what the area is in life, to give the person a sense that you believe in them, you see their potential. Just like, you know, if you're Meshiv Aveda, you'd say, this really belongs to you. So if we could take the Rambam, you know, in his organization and take it to heart, he says, no, this belongs to you, Torah belongs to you just the way that it does to me. I'm not coming from a period of superiority, I'm coming from a position that I believe that this is yours just as much as it is mine. And hopefully, you know, Dvarim Hayotzi Min Alev Nichnasim Alev, people can see that, you know, sincerity, to always keep in mind that this is the area where the Rambam says, Zeh Hefach HaTorah, to abandon people, you know, to leave people behind on the field of spiritual battle is just not an acceptable position to take. So, you know, we all, you know, are here in this room. Anybody's here is a self-selecting population. And to be able to keep in mind that Gemara and Shabbos, that anybody who has the capacity in a general sense for Anshei Beso, Anshei Iro, Kol Olam Kulo, get out there to, as cliche as it is, you know, to try to inspire, to try to help people, you know, to be Machzir the Aveda. In this case, the Aveda being Torah, there could be no more noble endeavor. I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.